Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Barragani and Aslam Alaikum. It's Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back again, family, another week, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family. This is Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. Thank the family for joining us. We are here. We are present. You know, hopefully if you can hear our voice, you are healthy and everything is going well for you. You feel me? Yeah, we here. This July, we just moving on through this year. We trucking along. We trucking along. Next thing you know, it'll be Halloween. Then it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we're going to be into 2022. So prepare yourself. Family. Well, you know, while we, yeah, while we mid-year, prepare yourself, family. And what you say, brother?
So you have all those special days that your boy here don't partake in.
Right, right, right. Those are just markers that I put, you know, because everybody know those days. But just markers for the family, just to get prepared.
Landmark
dates to prepare the family to get ready for, you know, as we move forward through this year. But in any event, what's that?
I said, in other words, we live in a time machine that keep going forward.
Oh, that's a fact. Time don't stop or wait for nobody, as they say. So it just keep moving. But that's where my mind be. I be kind of moving ahead. You know what I'm saying? It is July. But I'm kind of moving towards August, September, October, November, December, and just, you know, trying to prepare myself as we move forward. But in any event, I digress. We here. Start with you, Queen Rigel, as we always do. How was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
I had a wonderful week, busy. No major announcements on me right now.
All right, let's get it. And our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother, and do you have any announcements for the family?
Yes, sir. I had a good week as well. Well, it started off rocky because, of course, last week we was talking about making our investment into Virgin Galactic, and I started off my week bad because Monday, Virgin Galactic decided to sell $500 million worth of stocks. So it went down instead of going up where I projected, even though I take that back. It started to go up right at the beginning, but when the stock market opened, boom, it fell back down. So that hurt me a little bit, but I'm still holding on. I still got some money invested. I still got a belief that the stock will grow at some time, so I'm holding on to that. Also, moving up to this weekend, here at the Nation of Islam, we had a national training conference over the weekend. It was virtual, but anytime you get to see and speak with your people, it's always a good time. So we had people come out and display martial arts. They did, you know, some martial art training, give you some basic tips on how to defend yourself. They had informative seminars about how to protect yourself from being abducted. You know, it's a lot still going on with this, with people getting snatched up for organs, people stealing your organs and sex trafficking. You know, it's a wild world we live in. You got to be careful when you're out and about in public, man, woman, and child. Be watched because they out here snatching up folks. So, yeah, the training conference as well, and it ended with our beloved Minister Farrakhan addressing the nation again. So, yeah, I had a good weekend. I'm riding high for that.
All right, all right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, fam. So we are here, Collective Minds Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. We go get into, you know, the happenings of this week, and we go discuss some things, you know, only as Collective Minds can. But speaking of the stocks and Wall Street and all that stuff, just real quick, because the stock market did drop last week, and some of the reason they saying is because of they thinking, you know, they don't know how this Delta variant strand of the COVID-19 is going to do. So I would just, you know, advise the family to be prepared, because you never know. The country could be shut back down. You know, they saying that cases are on the rise. They thinking about putting the mask mandate back into effect. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just prepare yourself, because the economy, quote unquote, could get shut down again. Because as you all know, when we move, you know, when we switch the seasons from like summer to fall and fall to winter, those are when we have the biggest cases of the flu and COVID and, you know, colds and all that type of stuff, is when those seasons change. So just prepare yourself, you know, take care of your immune system, take care of your body, and, you know, get ready for the transition from the summer to the fall and then from fall to winter, because I suspect, since we don't have the flu no more, the flu is just gone. You either got the COVID or you ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? You either got the COVID or nothing. There's no more the common cold and there's no more flu. So I suspect that the COVID cases are going to go up just based on, you know, the history of how the flu and cold seasons go. You know what I'm saying? So just be prepared. But I started off saying that Wall Street did drop, because I guess, you know, investors are trying to figure out how the economy is going to do with the rise in cases and the rise in this Delta variant strand and whatnot. So I just wanted to put that out there, family. You know, do your own research and, yeah, take a look at that. Yeah, did y'all have y'all want to respond to that or have anything to add on?
Well, add on to it just a little bit, because I agree, of course, with everything you just said there about this COVID stuff. I want to add on to the listeners, you know, a quick story about what I went through with my employer. You know, my employer told me I had to a certain deadline to get the COVID shot, and by September the 15th, they would be letting us go. So roughly about 250 employees were, man, who still hadn't taken the shot. And they were giving us a certain amount of time to start it because, you know, it's a two-step process. Or as they say, you know, we could turn in our letter of resignation and we could work up until the 15th. And, you know, clearly for me, I'm opposed to the vaccine. And I have been telling them this since day one that I don't want it. And, I asked my employer, I said, you know, why would I give you my letter of resignation? Like, I'm quitting my job. I'm not quitting. Let's be real. You guys are forcing me to take a vaccine that I don't want, something that's unproven,
something that has a long, lengthy list of side effects that could kill me.
Right.
Because I don't want to take that, you're firing me. So I told them, no,
right.
No, I'm not going to resign. You just have to fire me. And I was ready to take it, you know, all the way. You know, praise be to Allah that I turned in a religious exemption form that was accepted so that I don't have to take the vaccination. But I'm sure some point, even that is going to be attacked. Even people who are getting, you know, their religious exemption forms, they're going to be attacked. And they're going to try to force us all to take this vaccine. You know, I don't really fully understand why. I mean, I have my suspicions of why. But when you just sit here and look at this, like, come on, it don't make sense that you're forcing the general public and forcing everybody to take this vaccine. Now, I did want to add this, too. I wanted to share that my cousin who was in the military told me that, you know, the officers are not being required to take the vaccine. So,
really?
You won't. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that throws up red flags for me also, that you're not making
right.
the military, you're not making the high-ranking, you know, officers and operators take the vaccine. So even our government, even our military know, hey, that this ain't right. Like I said, then it's not fully approved. This is a test. So why would
right.
you want to risk and take something with all these different side effects, and like I say, possibly death, for nothing? No. So I'm blessed right now that I was able to get around keeping my employment and not having to do something different. I was prepared to, but at the end of the day, I know this is not over with. They want to force us to get this vaccine, and you know, everybody, I just pray that everybody can hold fast to your beliefs and, you know, not get forced and backed into a corner to take this thing. You know, at some point it's going to get to where we just have to be willing to, you know, bite the bullet and sacrifice, and choose life or death. So, I just wanted to share that what I went through with my employer, and also what I heard about the military personnel not having to take this vaccine. Oh, and one other thing, you can elaborate on that I said, Brother Kev, but also President Biden had made a comment a couple of days ago that I took offense to, and I'm sure you did and others who haven't been vaccinated took offense to it as well, where he said that the new pandemic is the unvaccinated. You know, I took offense to that.
Wow.
I was like, you declaring war on us.
Right.
You are declaring war on us because we don't want to get an experimental vaccine. Get out of here with this mess.
Exactly. And the thing for me, you know, with the vaccine is, you know, I just did you could just do a quick Google search. Real simple, easy. Can you still get the COVID after being fully vaccinated? And it says, according to the WHO, the Euro WHO, and the CDC.gov, vaccinated people can still become infected with the virus and may have no or only mild symptoms themselves. It says vaccination reduces the risk but does not fully prevent them from passing on the virus. So that's pretty much all I need to know. So why am I getting a vaccine if I still have a chance of getting COVID? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put a foreign substance in my body with Lord knows what is in this vaccine. You know, what type of ingredients are in this doggone vaccine, and you want me to get this and I still can get the COVID? So, you got to make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of the reason I'm not getting it. Two, it's not really been tested, in my opinion. I don't know if this thing is FDA, fully FDA approved. Like the brother Mufasa mentioned, they got different side effects and symptoms and things been going on with this vaccine. So, you know, I'm just going to wait it out as long as I can. You know, if it come down to the get down where they are forcing people to get it just to handle, you know, regular business or to make money, you know, I'm going to try to hold out as long as I can and try to figure out an alternative way, you know, to work around it, because I'm not really feeling this vaccine. And the fact that they're making this big push to get people to take it and, you know, giving all these incentives and chickens and watermelons and what lottery tickets, whatever else they're giving folks to take it, it's just very suspicious. And my antennas are raised, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I talked to some people, like I talked to a homie today. I think his lady had tested positive, and he had to go get tested and whatnot, and he said he came back negative. But I asked him, was he getting a vaccine? And he was like he might have to. And my response was, why you think you got to? You know, but he was like, you know, he was just like, hey, everybody else doing it. Basically, he was like, everybody else doing it. So just to, I guess, be, you know, with the crowd, he just might go along and take it. But I, you know, I shared what I just shared here, that I don't think it makes sense. If you can still get it, you know, why even take the vaccine? When the COVID-19 is actually something that your body fights off naturally, you know, it's one of those things that your body can fight off naturally. Now, if you have pre-existing conditions or whatnot, previous health problems, it may be more difficult for you, you know, with a weak immune system and whatnot, but the chances of you surviving are great, you know, close to 99%. People who get it will survive. You know, that's where I'm at with it,
but also,
as far as the vaccine.
But also keep in mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, also keep in mind, too, that the flu still killed more people. So if you guys were living comfortably around the flu and surviving,
right.
But still,
right.
still like the COVID, some people didn't survive the flu. You know, and so on and so forth. So just keep that in mind as well, too. So don't live in fear. It makes things worse.
Yeah, don't live
it
in fear. That's
matters,
the main thing.
It makes matters worse.
And like I was saying, the whole campaign, the news cycle last year started March all the way through the end of the year to the shutting down the economy and all that. That whole news cycle had people in fear. And it put a lot of people under a spell, you know, and fear is a very powerful drug. You know, it gets your hormones pumping. It creates anxiety. It can create depression, all type of things. And by them running those news cycles and giving you the body count, giving you the case count every day, 24/7, it really took a toll on the people. And I think a lot of people feared that if they went outside or did anything, that they was going to catch COVID. And once you got under that spell and they kept running, people was done. You know, they was like a deer in headlights and just going along with the program. Whatever they said, oh, I'll just take the vaccine. You know, people's tired of the mask. It's just a lot of things that they put on people. The pressure, in my opinion, caused a lot of folks to be up under a spell. And they were just willing to go along with anything, you know, that Dr. Fauci was saying and these people, quote-unquote, experts were saying. And they had people under spell thinking hospitals overflowing. And if you go outside, it could be spread. It was an airborne pathogen. If you in the aisle and somebody in the next aisle at the store got it, you can get it if they breathe. Like, it was just a mess, a lot of information, you know, changing from week to week. And people was just confused and in fear. And quite naturally, if you're not aware, you know, if you're not confident in yourself and have knowledge of self and understand the news cycle and understand propaganda. Quite naturally, you know, nobody wants to die and wants to protect themselves and, you know, be healthy. So I can see how some people can fall for the BS, you know, if they're under that spell and don't do their own due diligence. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people fell for it. You know, some people didn't. And, you know, this is where we at today, you know. So we'll see how this thing plays out. You know.
One more thing, because I was just reminded. I was just thinking about how, you know, all the discussions we had about it last year and just how this stuff played out. As you remember, they were saying, like, if you tested positive for it, and, you know, I told y'all, I went to a couple of sites to even check this out. I went to testing sites to verify this. If you weren't tested and you got COVID, all they told you to do was go home and quarantine. They didn't give you anything. They didn't prescribe you nothing.
That's a fact. Yeah.
They told you go home and self quarantine. So, they were not. I saw something y'all. And it broke my train of thought. There, I'm sorry. But yeah, man. All they could tell you to do was to self-quarantine. There was no cure for this. Now all of a sudden you got this vaccine that's supposed to help with everything. Come on, man. Just stop playing with our intelligence.
The
only medicine is a vaccine. The only medicine is a vaccine. No
pills. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. So, yeah, family, just, you know, beware. You got to do what's good, you know, for you and your family and whatnot. But I just always say proceed with caution and, you know, make sure you're doing your due diligence. Just don't take the word because it's on the news. You know, just don't believe everything that's on the news, because we know the news is propaganda and, you know, they have an agenda. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, just be careful, family. Be careful. But, yeah. I digress.
I was just adding to what you were saying about the spell. I was just like agreeing, like, yeah, that's exactly what is happening. That's what it is. It's just a spell. It's similar to, like, if you just say we're in this dark room, pitch black, we can't even see anything, but there's other people in there. And you don't know, like you say, you're unaware. That's the unawareness. And people just following they just touching the person that's next to them, just following them. Nobody knows. Because they're scared, they're nervous, they don't know what's going on, they're unaware. And they're just following the next person that's in the same dark room because they're scared. And that's all it is. They're just putting fear in you just to control you to do things. You know, so without that fear, they can't really control you. So you just have to become, like Brother Kevin said, aware of yourself, gain the confidence, do your research, things like that. You don't have to be controlled by fear. And that's what they want to do, is just control you by fear. It's easier to control you by fear because they know a drowned man to reach for a straw. A drowning
that's
man to reach for a straw. So...
Funny that you say straw,
yeah.
Queen Roger. Reminds me of a conversation we had earlier today. That's an inside joke.
A drowning man to reach for a straw. Just take that away for the day.
Interesting. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we'll see
you.
All
right,
all right.
Yeah, we're going to be in on that one because I'm not here.
Yeah, but Mufasa.
Right.
You hear how it is, how it's put, though. A drowning man will reach for a straw.
Yeah.
I mean, desperate.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
He hear you. He hear you loud and clear. Yes, indeed. Loud and clear. Yep. So yeah, family, we here. This is Collective Minds Radio. Thanks for joining us. We'll get to the call lines in a second. Now I did want to, this is something that we could just throw out there and then I'll let y'all have the floor. But as we know, it's been a lot of talks about black men and black women in relationships, right? So if you look online, you got all these dating platforms, you got all these gurus and relationships consultants. You know, some of them blaming the black men. Some people saying it's black men that's the problem. Black men need to do better, this and that. And then you got some platforms blaming black women. I just want to put it out there real quick that I think it's both of us. I think black men and black women have experienced a lot of trauma, especially these past few generations, as far as being in relationships, being in healthy, strong relationships.
You say it's who again?
You know,
just say that one more time. You think it's who again?
I think it's both black men and black women that have an issue. Right. And so, you know, I listen to certain platforms. You know, we talked about the brother Kevin Samuels. I think he does have some good points when he talk about modern women, because, you know, a lot of modern women have this thing about the gender roles. Like, we let people come into our community and define, you know, the gender roles, and they put the woman at the head of the family, and the man wasn't there, and all this and that. In the black community. No, I'm saying the black community.
We have a community.
Well, that's a good question, because some will say we don't have a community. But and let's just say black society. Black society has let other people infiltrate and define these different gender roles, and we lost the structure of what I would consider a traditional family, man, woman, and child, man, woman, and children. And we kind of went, a lot of us, you know, a lot of people in our generation may have been raised by a single-parent household, mostly being raised by just the woman. And that's a problem. And so I say all that to say that, you know, me personally, I don't want to just put it on the black man or the black woman. I think we each have a role. I think we have a lot of healing to do. And we just got to work on that. I don't think it's a blame game. It shouldn't be a blame game of, you know, who didn't do this or who did that or what. It should just be we have some issues and we need to work together, you know. And I just wanted to put that out there because I noticed a lot of relationship platforms are getting a lot of pub, a lot of press. People talking about, you know, blame the black man or the black woman need to do this, black men need to. But, you know, I just like to put it out there that I think it's both. I think the men need to step up, and I think the women need to step up in their role as women. And don't try to be the man. You know what I'm saying? Right. On Father's Day just passed a month ago, don't be talking about I'm the father too. No, that baby needs their father. You know what I'm saying? Let's not do that.
Well, they only do that because
yeah,
their father isn't around.
But that's what I'm saying. So why is he not around? As we know that communication, being rational, being able to deal and problem solve can solve a lot of the problems while the father's not around. You may be in your feelings for whatever reason, and not putting the blame on either one, but as adults, you have to be able to work it out if you guys share a child and the relationship didn't work out. And you have to put your feelings aside and let that man be a father to his children. And as y'all know me, I'm really against getting the courts involved. Why are you getting the courts, who I call white folks, why are you getting white folks involved in your business, family business, that you two should be able to handle yourself? You know, I don't agree with that. I don't like it. And I think that's just another way to keep drama and keep other folks in your business, mainly the government or, you know, the courts or whatever. Keep them in your business. No, we got to do better than that. We should be able to handle especially family situations ourselves without getting them people involved.
You know what I'm thinking? The issue is
yes,
that
sir.
it is blame on both sides. But it seems like our problem is each side wants to be heard so bad that they don't listen to each other. You know, the men are constantly throwing out there what the flaws is in the women. Want to be heard so much that we're not listening to each other. We just listen to each other instead of listen to understand what our problems is. Maybe we need this someone. We're so busy trying to tell each other, this is what you're doing wrong. This is what you're doing wrong. But we're not
hearing
ourselves. You know, we're not hearing each other. So we can work on ourselves. The women not hearing, so they can work on themselves. The men not hearing, so they can work on their issues. And it just keeps going round and round and round and round. You know, like you say, we need to quit pointing the blame and just start listening to each other.
Sound
and,
like no order.
Fixing,
you sound like chaos.
Fixing ourselves.
Right. Yeah, chaos, and each side
no order.
Not taking what I like to call accountability. You know, both sides, we have to be accountable. The men as well, right? Because even though, you know, we was raised by a lot of single mothers, you know, the past few generations, where was the men at? Okay, you can use the excuse the woman was this, she was doing this or that or whatever, but, you know, where was you at in raising this child or making, you know, trying to make sure? And this is not all cases. I'm being general right now. But we just got to ask those questions, and both parties need to be held accountable. But I don't know, Sister Raja, if you got that clip by Sister Shahrazad Ali. Did you want to?
Well,
I have
a clip. Well, the clip that I have is Miss Van Zandt speaking to Miss Ali on the Donahue Show.
Okay. Did you want to break it down and give it some context?
Aliana Van Zandt, most people are familiar with her from the OWN Network, and she has that show, Fix My Life. And so she, back in the day, I don't know what year this was, she was on Donahue in the audience. And Sister Shahrazad Ali.
That was the
90s. Yeah.
Sometime in the 90s.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it before. I'm familiar with.
Okay.
She was young. She was like, that one was her. I remember seeing like, wow.
Yeah. Sister Shahrazad Ali was a guest on the Donahue show. No, not Donahue. It was Geraldo. It was a Geraldo show. And so she just
stood up.
I'm hearing
some feedback for some men or something. I'm hearing some feedback.
Yeah, but she stood up from the audience, Ayanna Van Zandt, and spoke to Shahrazad and was telling her about her Sister Shahrazad Ali's book that she had. And who's not familiar with Shahrazad Ali, let me see the best way to put it. I know she speaks against black women being I don't want to say it the wrong way because I know I kind of disagree with her. So, but she basically say that black women are out of order, and she has this book trying to correct the black woman's behavior. And so that's what she was on the Toronto show discussing as well. And Miss Ayanna Van Zandt, she was in the audience. It was a long time ago. We didn't even know who Ayanna Van Zandt was at the time. And so this is a clip of her just responding to Sister Shahrazad Ali's book.
My name is Ayanna Van Zandt, and I am a Yoruba priestess and a cultural custodian. This is not our culture. This book is anti-cultural, anti-African, and anti-historical. Wait a minute. No, our ancestors ancestors. Our ancestors have said that our key to our growth is love. This book contains no love. It doesn't encourage love. It doesn't support love. And it dismisses the most loving force on this earth, the African woman.
Back in 2013, I interviewed you when I worked with Madame Noir.
Okay.
And we had, you know, a viral moment. We talked about Black women and boundaries, and you said we were out of order.
We're still out of order.
You heard us. You say we're still out of order.
Right, and now.
That she agreed with.
Right. Right, and now just to give it context, also the book that Ayanna Van Zant was referring to that was written by Scheherazade Ali is called The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman, and it was published in 1988, and you know, it just kind of went in on relationships and she was critical, you know, in the book of, you know, some of the behaviors of Black women as she saw, you know, in the community, you know, or in Black society. And one of the critical parts of why, you know, it got so much controversy was a passage about a Black man slapping a Black woman in the mouth or something to that context. That's not verbatim. But it was something to the effect about when she crosses the line and becomes viciously insulted, it's time for the Black man to slap her in the mouth. And people got very offended by that particular passage or whatnot. But that's just to give it, you know, some context. But, you know, I'm a fan of Scheherazade Ali. I think she does some good work, and she you know, I think she speaks some truth. You know, of course, I don't agree with everything she says, but I think, you know, with her background, I think she has a background in, you know, Islam or whatnot, and she studies the culture. So, yeah, I kind of, you know, I kind of dig what she be saying and whatnot as far as relationship goes, you know. But yeah, I digress. Did y'all want to chime in? Because yeah, I mean, I just think the important thing is the roles. You know, people talk about gender roles and all this stuff, and there is a reason that men are men and women are women. We have different roles, and you know, yeah, you know, people talk all this equality stuff and all this and that, but when it come down to the come down. Women can have children. Women are nurturers by nature, and that's the role that they kind of fall into. Men are the protectors, the providers, the, you know, the ones that have to hold things down, do the physical work to make sure that the fam is straight. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But when you put a woman in that position, it throws off the balance, you know, or you put a man in the domestic position, that kind of throws off the balance, in my opinion, of the order of the family, because a man cannot have kids. So while the woman is pregnant and down for 9 months, the man still has to be protecting and make sure that the environment is safe for his woman to produce a child, you know, produce a healthy child. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a pregnant woman go be out in the field working and trying to protect the house, and she the one with the guy. Like, no, that just don't even make sense. So let's just everyone play their role, you know, and I think that'll help our community better. And we had this conversation about you know, women being the first teachers, and I definitely agree with that. I think parenting is a two-part job that the man and woman are both involved in, but the woman is the first teacher. You know, when you first come out, you looking for mama. You ain't looking for daddy. You know, you trying to get some nourishment from mama. And that's just what it is. And the teaching even starts when you in the stomach. You know, the man can be there as well, but the bond between child and woman is just something that daddy can never really experience like that until later on as the child grows up and that, you know.
You guys
have
never
been
able to experience
that
type of bond.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a fact. So, yeah. I stand corrected on that. We'll never experience that bond, but we can develop a bond later on, but
exactly,
we can never experience
right.
that bond. And that's
and you
okay.
can develop a bond that's stronger, but it will just be a different experience.
Right, exactly. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So yeah, that's just what it is. But, you know, I digress. So I'll let y'all want to go in on that.
Mufasa, you have something to say about your girl?
Yeah, I do, but I'll wait till we get the callers in so they can speak their mind.
Let's get it.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I'm confused when Kevin be saying our community. He never did explain to you, Roger, what it was. And
well, I ended up saying, then I said black society, which there is a such thing as.
Well, you should say
black
part
society.
Of it.
What's that?
You should say parts of, some parts of all the society that consists of people that's called blacks are not the same. And back in 1988 when that lady made that statement, the statement is full of a whole lot of holes and so forth about love. Those societies was no different than others. Human beings are human beings. Human beings kill. Human beings.
Right.
Love, I guess you could say. They kill each other, mm-hmm. kill their neighbors. They help each other and help their neighbors. That's what human beings do. But on your boy, Joe Biden and the Democrats, did you see the insurrection that they had when the Democrats left Texas and went to Washington, D.C. to try to force Congress to vote on this infrastructure bill? And they even demonstrated inside the Capitol, which is illegal. They took pictures of themselves on the plane. They didn't have no masks on. That was an insurrection that these Democrats was doing. And people don't call it like it is. There's no news coverage and all that stuff like they had when they wanted to blame the one on Donald Trump. Just goes to show you. There was some blacks in this group, too. Just goes to show you.
This has been very eye-opening how the Democrats get treated differently than Trump did when he was in office.
Yeah, blacks do too. I can point that out. Let me give you some more things too. This deal of bringing these immigrants, illegals, into the country and flying around in different, dropping them into, inserting them into different cities. And this is nothing more than the Democrats trying to recreate the Missouri Compromise, the 3/5 Compromise, all over again. And let me explain to you how it happened. They put 80,000 Bosnians, refugees, immigrated to North St. Louis.
Right.
Now they can't vote. They can't vote at the time. But guess what? They can be counted in the census. And they can be counted toward your congressional representation. So if you put enough people in the North St. Louis, in St. Louis City, or Detroit City, or whatever, then you're going to have more people that's what's allocated per representative. Then what happens? Well, they create another district. Now, if you, Kevin, Mustafa, and Roger were the only ones in the city of St. Louis, if everybody left one night, you the only one, except for maybe two others, and they brought in a bunch of refugees, enough to start another district in the count, and you had an election a week later. Well, that Democratic candidate, because it's going to be Democrat, ain't no Republican going to be in there. All they need is one vote to win, right? And the three of you can vote him in. You follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm walking with you.
Yeah. So they bring them in, and they be counted toward apportionment, basically what it's called. And you got enough to create some more congresspeople. That's what these Democrats are trying to do. In order to get more congresspeople into Congress, where they can have carte blanche over things, legislation, and so forth. Now you know. And I may not be right, but just keep an eye on it and see what happens. See how it works out. I see we lost two former politicians, Betty Thomas and Hazel Irby, huh?
Who was that?
Betty Thompson.
Wait,
Hazel Irby. Betty Thompson, state legislator. You didn't know her?
I've heard that name. Yeah, I think I've heard that name.
Yeah, I thought everybody didn't know knew them. Roger, you knew them, didn't you? Sound like she's asleep. Somebody snoring.
Oh,
that might
I'm
be
sorry.
Roger.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I didn't realize my phone was down on mute. I was speaking and you guys didn't hear me. Yeah, I have heard of
her. Well, you know, Betty Thomas lost two sons to crime in the streets. And her oldest son is Kwame, a Kwame Building Group.
Yeah, Kwame Construction, right? Yeah. He has a studio as well, music studio here. At least I know he had one. I used to own ISIS down on Washington.
Right.
Mufasa.
His office is upstairs.
Sister, their sister, Sanja. Yeah.
All right, so there you are with the Democrats' plan. We had an insurrection at the Capitol, people doing illegal things that they wasn't supposed to be done. They should have been locked up like we've done everybody, like everybody else has done from January the 6th, but nothing is said.
So why are they getting the pass? I'm asking, I just want to ask all three of y'all that real quick. Why are they getting such a pass? When Trump was in office, everything was critiqued. I mean, harsh. Why do Biden and his administration get such a pass? Like, I ain't hearing no, I'm not hearing no, nothing. Nobody's
well,
really critiquing.
Well, I can tell you quickly.
That's what they're doing.
I can quickly tell you why it seems like. I mean, it's just no surprise because they were already, even before they were done counting the votes, and probably even before the election as well, they were already calling him the savior. Biden was the savior. Remember, they was crediting him for saying he's going to reunite the world, not just the country, but the world. They were saying, you know, he was coming in to fix everything. So if they've already put him on this pedestal, of course, now that he's in, would you think they're going to say,
I'm sorry, I was wrong. No, they're going to keep pushing it and pushing for him to be the savior that they already painted him to be.
Well, the way these vote audits, these ballot audits is going, you're going to probably find out that he didn't win the election. Texas, Arizona, not Texas, but Arizona, Georgia, and these other states. And for some reason or another, it seems like the courts are working in the favor for those who want to call these audits. Now, what happens if Biden didn't get more, the 272 electoral votes? What happens? Well, this is a scenario, and it has played out before. Kamala Harris, she resigned. Joe Biden appoints Donald Trump as vice president. Later on, he resigned. Then Donald Trump moves back into the presidency. Of course, then I don't know who would be vice president. That did happen, right? It happened with Juror 4, remember?
And we're not with this amount of time that has been passing. So this is a whole other movie you're talking about, because I don't see that happening, only in the movie.
Well, it happened in real life, because Nixon.
Yeah, not in this amount. It wasn't this amount of time that
Agnew
has been passing.
Well, it was legal. It was constitutional. Agnew resigned. Juror 4 took his place. Then Nixon resigned. He moved up into the presidency.
The concepts, yes.
And what's going to need is for the people to demand a real overwhelming demand of the people that this stuff gets straightened out. It should have been straightened out on January 6th because the Senate and Pence should have sent those ballots back to the states. And the people should have made their state legislators straighten stuff out. That's who's supposed to have done it.
The concept is still the same, yes, but we got different players now. Things are different, and it's just not going to happen. Too much time went past. There's still some slight differences, although the concept is the same.
No, Nixon was in president for about, 2 years? Well, see, here's the thing. If people say, you ain't get this stuff straightened out, then they better get it straightened out. Anyway, I'll let you get some other callers. You might have Gerald Ford calling.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Right on. I don't know what that means, Gerald Ford, but
all righty.
I think he had one of those dorm drinks.
Right, some cognac over there. But no, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, P. We appreciate you. I mean, when it comes to politics, I kind of fell back a little bit because, you know, Joe is Joe. You know, Joe is like Weekend at Bernie's. I'm thinking any day Joe is going to croak over and they're going to be holding him up with strings and have him up with some sunglasses and they're going to be doing him like Weekend at Bernie's. So, you know, I'm just waiting on that moment. But, you know, we gonna see how things play out as these terms go on and the Democrats, Republicans, blah blah blah. It's all the same. I'm really sick of it at this point. But I digress. But yeah, y'all wanna grab another call or what's good?
Okay. Area code 609. 310, call. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, I'm going to have a comment. I may have a question. The comment was, I agree with, I don't know which one was saying that, because it was kind of background noise, but saying that for us black men and black women, we equally basically, I say, need to do better. And I say it's 60-40 on that, because it is some women out there. It is a lot of women out there just as corrupt as the men. But I say 60-40 because, remember back in the day, you know, all the mess started with a lot of unfaithful men and stuff like that. So, you know, and I think years later, women started doing the trend that the men was doing, you know. So that's why I say it's like 60-40, I think. But I think we all do need to, both sides need to do better. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And, you know, I just think we do need to do better as a whole community. It just, it's sad out here. That's
right.
Why stuff going on like it is, because we against each other. You got, it's just sad out here, man. Yeah,
right,
we do
right,
need
right.
To do better. I agree with that.
No, you're not saying.
And force this thing with the vaccine. I mean, I haven't gotten it, and I ain't planning on getting it. But it is, they did put a lot of fear in a whole lot of people, and I believe it was more too. A lot of people that died in them hospitals, I believe that it was done on purpose. A lot of them, that's what I believe, and especially our black people. I'm just saying.
Amen.
I could
and
be
and
wrong, but I think I'm right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I looked a little bit at it, at that stuff that happened in Texas and all that stuff, and like you said, I'm over it. Get it together. Like this is crazy. It's 2021. Can we do better, everybody? You know, if the public, if our leaders is clowning like this, how, you know what I'm saying? This is why the world is corrupt. We got top leaders that's running our Congress that's corrupting the people on the street. You know what I mean? It's just sad out here. It's sad. They need to do better, everybody. You know?
Yeah, it is crazy.
I think everybody needs to do better.
Yep, I agree. I agree with. Thanks, Carla. I appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate
yeah,
it, Carla. Right on.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you know what? Another thing too that's an interesting thought. You know how, and I don't want to sound cruel or dismissive to anyone, but you know, like we've already stated though earlier in the show, that a lot of this was fear driven. So people
right.
have fear. People can be fearful. So that even goes for the nurses, the doctors, all that. So
mm-hmm.
while we were out, not we, but while there was a big campaign to celebrate the nurses and things like that, think about this. What if they really wasn't doing nothing? They was just in there nervous, and that's why the people were dying. They weren't even going there to check, and they were too scared to even go in the room. Wasn't nobody in there to really monitor their behavior. You know that?
Right. Right.
They looking through the window like, I'm scared to go in there because I'm trying to still get a check but still protect myself as much as I can. I ain't going in there. I ain't finna, you know, we just never know. So it was just a weird thought. You know, I was just like, you know, while everybody was campaigning to my first responders. But you still give them some credit, though. But it was just something to, you know, to
right.
consider because you just never know. It's like, hey, a lot of those folks up in that hospital, once the doors are closed, no cameras, you don't know what's actually going down. They can be nervous and not going there attending to them people because they're nervous and concerned and worried and fearful. You know, and they're dying. But I'm going to get to a call. I just stopped. Just wanted to throw that out there. Area code 319-601. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
No comment.
Okay.
I'm just listening in, y'all.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. Right on. Appreciate it. All right. Well, Brother Mufasa, we ain't heard from him in a minute. What's going on over
yeah,
there, brother?
Can you hear me?
Mufasa over there thinking about that polygamous lifestyle. He's over there dreaming.
Hey, is that what's going on? Is that what's happening?
He got stuck on the last convo. He hasn't quite caught up.
The dream could be a reality, or the reality could be a dream.
Both things are true. But yeah, with this relationship stuff, though, I mean, I think a lot of it is getting out of hand. I do agree with you, Brother Cap, and what the caller said, too, though, that, you know, it's on both ends. That's what I keep saying. You know, it's nobody is better or worse than the other. It's everybody needs assistance, you know. But everybody at some point have to be big enough to admit, okay, this is where I fall short at. So let me try to do better.
And I don't think women do that.
I know you don't.
I don't think women are willing to do
that. I know you don't. Just like you don't, you think men should have all these women. So it's, you have lots of thoughts. Everybody does. Everybody have lots of thoughts and what they think and all that. And that's fine. Because you're right, women don't. But also what you're leaving out is that men don't do it either. So, again, it's on both parties. It's not just women, because you're right about that part. But you have to also acknowledge the other side, that men as well, they're the same. Men don't do it
either. To me personally, I feel like we're just not touching on the things that the poor behaviors that women do. We just really cracking the lid on that. For years, we've been discussing the issues amongst black men. You know, for years.
So what does that tell you? All that tells me is that y'all been messed up for a long time.
Mm-mm. What I'm saying is, as soon as we start cracking the lid on what females should do, now it's, oh, we all got to take accountability, and women get pushback and excuse. Now, all I did was just say, I do agree with it, though, that we both have things that we need to work on. But I just find it odd that now that we point to the women's poor behavior, you know, we want to hurry up and make sure, hey, don't forget about y'all. Now, y'all been tripping, y'all been acting up. We've been talking about us and working with us for a long time. We just trying to bring y'all into the conversation. And bringing y'all into the conversation.
Because y'all been messed up for a long time. Maybe we wasn't as bad off as you guys in the beginning. We developed, like the caller said, this was a behavior that was developed from the bad behavior of the male. For whatever the reason is, this was a developed that was, this is a spinoff. This is a side effect.
Also,
so you guys have been.
What about if it was a side effect of poor choices that women made when they first started getting welfare, when they was letting kicking the men out of the house in order to get on assistance? Maybe it started
then. But that was a joint decision too, though. That was a joint decision. I think a lot of the men chose to also not be around for that same reason. I think that was a couple choice.
Did they choose to not be around, or did they get kicked out?
They chose. Some of them may have. I'm sure somebody experienced getting kicked out. You know, but I think the majority of the experiences was more so they was in agreement. They was like, well, I know I don't really have the money, so I'm gonna just let her get this. They say I can't beat her. I'm gonna just step off, step back. So it was a choice. It was a choice because a man, as you say, the big male, y'all always thinking yourselves as lions and all that. Y'all big and strong, and head of the household, controlling and all that. You can just take more control of your household if that's the case. If you really want to be there, just take more control of your household and say, babe, we don't need that here. I'm at work. Here's some money right here. I'm paying the bills. You don't have to worry about that. Don't let that stress you. You just take care of my son or take care of my daughter. Take more control if you really want to be there. You're a grown man. No one is stopping you.
Now, again.
And you're strong.
And Brother Kev, you let me know. Let me know if I'm wrong, Brother Kev. Again, I'm still hearing, though, that when we start talking about the poor behaviors of women, the conversation always ends up, I don't know, y'all got some bikers going by me.
The conversation always
ends up where we get pulled back in it. But we've had conversations about men. We've had this. Women talk about us. We've talked about each other. We had a conversation about men. Now that we start talking about women, it's like we can talk about that for a second, and then the women be like, but wait a minute now. You know, and pull us, it's like women never say, yes, this is right. You know, yeah, we do need to stand up and do this, and we do need to do that. Instead, they'll take a little piece of blame, and then they pull us right back in. They never
you know
want to take
you remind
accountability.
Me of talking, the accountability. It reminds me.
They don't want to take it. See, Brother KB?
How many times you going to say that? Because you going on and on. You beat the dead horse. You keep saying. You said that 1,000 times already. If you're not going to say nothing, just
true.
Stop it there. And let me get on. Okay, but listen.
I have
to this,
because
this
true.
Is what it's saying. Okay, you're going to keep saying it. That's fine. You said it. We all heard you every time you said it. But listen. This is what this reminds me of. This is what it sounds like to me. It sounds like now you whining and playing victim. It's like, okay, you provoke someone, and then as soon as someone react to it, and you're like, oh my gosh, now look at you. And then when the victim want to say, well, no, I'm doing this because of you, then now all of a sudden now you want to go back to, now see, now every time we go, that's what it sounds like. So that's why, just deal with it. Just if you know that this was an issue in the community, then if someone pointed out, then that just is what it is. You don't have to defend it. It's nothing to be defensive about. It is what it is. And if someone brings up the truth, then let them just bring up the truth. It just is what it is. I mean, it couldn't be brought up if it wasn't there. So it just is what it is. Don't just start playing victim now after something happened and then the people react and respond to that action. Now you're like, oh, my gosh.
All right, let me ask you this. Let me word it this way.
Okay.
How many times have y'all seen panels and discussions and shows discussing what black men need to do to better themselves and compare that with the amount of discussions you hear about what black women need to do to work on themselves? You know it overwhelmingly it leads more towards us. And I know you're going to say it's because we've been messing up longer. That's
I don't have to say that.
I can
say something else.
But what is wrong?
It don't matter.
What is wrong with women just go ahead and saying, yeah, these are the things that we need to work on. And like you said, just deal with it. And we can still work on the stuff that we need to do, too. We got plenty of information on the stuff that we need to do to work on ourselves. We got years and years of information to point out what we need to do. Why come women just can't say the same thing? Like, yeah, this is true. We need to stop this. Yeah, our women do need to stop going outside half naked. Yes, our women do need to learn how to be wives. Yes, as mothers, we do need to teach our daughters how to be wise. What's so hard with women just taking that accountability of the things that they got to do on their end without always dragging us right back in the conversation?
It's not, okay, so it's crazy that you feel dragged, but you have to realize you are a part of the conversation. So that's why it has to be brought up, because you are involved. Men is involved in the process. So it has to be brought up. We have to bring up the issues to fix it. So if you're part of it, then you have to be brought up. You shouldn't feel dragged. I mean, it just because if you feel dragged, it just means that you know that you don't like the criticism that is spoke about when it comes to how the behavior of with men. But you shouldn't feel dragged because it's just a conversation. If you say, okay, women, you need to start dressing like this, dressing like that. And if I say they dress like, in order to fix why they dress like that, you have to know why they're doing it. And if why they're doing it is because to try to get attention and gain attention of men because men is liking it, then you have to be brought into conversation. We can't leave you out of it. So it's not like you're being dragged in it. You're just absolutely a part of it. It's nothing that can be done about it. Because, you know we didn't discuss this before. And I always take the stance that, and I'm not, and just for anybody that's listening, I'm not saying that women should dress provocative. I'm not saying that. I don't condone that. But I also believe that the mentality of the woman that's doing that is to please the man that expresses his desire for that type of behavior all the time. So if a woman is coming around and believing in her head, whether she's right or wrong, if she's believing that this is what a man wants, and the one of the things for a woman is to get the attention of a man, then she's going to try to do things that she believes will get her the attention. So if you guys wouldn't be running around here slobbing at the mouth over somebody that's dressed like that and instead shying away on it, and women would dress differently because it's he who finds the wife. So the woman is trying to get you to pursue her, and she's doing things to make it, to try to get you to do that based off of what you guys show her that you like. So don't show a woman that you like legs out and butt out and breasts out. Don't show her that. Instead, shun away from it. So you guys are just simply a part of the like conversation.
Okay. So let me use that same thing with you then. So from now on, when we had the conversations about men who are bad boys, who treat women rough because women like bad boys, women like thugs and drug dealers. So we're not going to deal with that. We're going to say, well, if women will stop showing us the attention because we got the money, we make fast money and flashy, and we do these things, if y'all will quit showing us the attention, we'll stop. We'll stop being bad guys if y'all quit showing us the attention. I think that's not fair. We know that that's poor behavior, whether y'all show us the attention or not. We know that it's still bad behavior. All we need to do as men is to just stop doing it so that y'all don't have a choice. So that y'all don't have a choice. If all of us say, look, yeah, these women like bad boys, but fuck it, we're going to stop being bad boys. So they don't have a choice but to accept us as good. That's what we need to do. And as women, y'all should change the way y'all dress to say, yeah, these women, these men do may want this attention because we half naked. But guess what? We're not going to give them the option. They're not going to have the option.
Except the male role.
So we're going to spread the word. So we're going to spread the word to our sisters and our daughters. We're going to stop dressing that way. We're not going to give them the option. And as men, we have to do the same. We're not going to give them the option to choose the bad boy over the good boy, because we all gonna change ourselves to be good. That's what's called taking accountability for your actions.
Oh my god, Mufasa, listen. This is not going to be an argument. Because at the end of the day, like I said before, and I have said this plenty of other times, it's he who finds the wife. You keep talking like the women is out here choosing. That's out of order. It's he who finds the wife. So the man is essentially choosing the woman that he wants to be his wife. So all
she who files the divorce. So y'all got power too. We find you, then you divorce us and take half our stuff. So what difference do it make? Y'all got power.
I have so much to say, but you know what? I'm going to be respectful to our listeners, and we're going to go ahead and open up this conversation because
let's get some calls to say. Ooh,
okay.
Y'all was going in. Break it up.
Okay. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, caller.
We're doing good.
Be nice.
How you doing?
Hey, I don't know if this is on topic or not, but got the father invited information about those UFO things you've been seeing that he'd seen down there in St. Louis. So I sent him a link about Elon Musk Starlink, and I was wondering if y'all looked up on check that stuff out yet.
No, no.
No, go ahead and discuss it. Because I saw that you did send that link, but I didn't get a chance to check it out yet.
Okay. Well, a lot of them UFO things you're seeing are actually satellites that he's sending up in the air so he can make a faster internet.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I take that back. Hey, I take it back. I did see that video. So you believe that what the video that I posted, because you saw it, do you believe those are satellites?
Well, he said that they were going to be designed where they link up, but they're like hovering, but they're going to hover and suspend it air so they don't hit each other. So they're constantly moving and rotating and move so they can avoid hitting. And he's already got them up there in certain areas. So
now
might be in an experimental area. So,
now, I understand you. I understand you on it.
Yeah, they're within orbit. They're not in outer space.
But, I hear you on that. But, you saw that video. So, I'm just wanting to know. You think that those could be satellites, right, based off what you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I'm going to question is, because I was there and witnessed them with my own eyes. What kind of satellites can come down in the atmosphere into the sky with just in eyes view can be going flying from right to left as a group? Three go past, then three go past. Then the third group of, we're going to say satellites, come in fast, then come down, decelerate and come down. One of these that you call a possible satellite came down low enough to my car where I could actually see the windows in it, then went back up. What kind of satellite would be bright white, shimmering like a star, and will spin itself jet black? Then all of a sudden, what kind of satellite will be sitting there and then accelerate back up into the space within seconds? So you telling me these satellites have control over themselves?
Satellites, they also have manual control.
Balloon satellites,
they got balloon satellites, and these satellites that you're sitting up, they're not in outer space. They're within the atmosphere. They are low-flying satellites. They can be controlled either automatically by themselves or manually on the ground to stop them from colliding. Because when it's all done, they're going to be all linked up. They're going to be all over the place.
Okay, do you have...
If you guys are questioning it, then I think you guys better go look it up.
In the link that you sent, did it actually show these satellites being controlled, like you're saying?
Yeah, they explained everything.
I'm saying, is there footage of these satellites?
Of them satellites?
Yeah, did you see actual footage? Of these satellites maneuvering, did you see that?
Yeah, they showed on them where they sent them up, and there was like 40 or 50 of them on one rail, and they just dropped just as they go. They was just dropping them as they went.
I'm gonna go back and take a look at your link, and we'll discuss it again. I'll take a look at the link you sent.
Where you buy the satellite dish, and it faces straight up in the air, and it's like way faster than anything they got. So he has certain areas in hard to reach places where he's experimenting with them, and their speed, they couldn't even play a game for more than 5 minutes. But once they linked up with his stuff. Everything was fast. Their computers wasn't freezing up. None of that. And they even showed it compared to the regular internet service. So, but.
All right, we'll take a look at it and we'll discuss it again.
Yeah,
I'll take a look at it.
Listeners, they look at that too. You y'all are believing in UFOs. I'm telling y'all trying to get probed in the butt. They're gonna be like aliens until they get probed. And I don't believe in
aliens. Ah, dang, bro.
Well, my boy's in the back. My boy, y'all called on him earlier. He's been back in the back seat yelling all kinds of stuff that he could have been yelling out when y'all called. When y'all answered
him.
But, all right.
Nah, it's all good. Appreciate you, Colin.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. Yeah, buddy.
Now, Mufasa, he said that link is from where?
I'm going to send it to you.
So you don't know. It's probably from something obvious. Because the thing is, if that's the case, why CNN and all these other people not reporting this explanation? They clearly already said that the government is saying that they don't know what these things are. And if he's reporting that, or he's saying something that's reporting it to be related to Elon Musk or somebody like that, then he's right with them. That could have been cleared up. That's not what these people saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so that's
right.
Why I'm like, you might as well just go ahead and let the caller say his thing and just end it with that. I mean, he know them people. They would have been explaining his man's situation. They would have been like, oh, no, this is such and such. That's not what they're saying. So.
Right. And I think because I've actually seen satellites like the space station I've seen before, like if you can catch it, it's very rare, but you can catch a glare off the sun. You know, sometimes you can see space stations and different satellites. Those are way up in the atmosphere. Now, the video that Brother Mufasa had, that was kind of low. You know what I'm saying? So I think he may be confusing that with something different. They do have a lot of space junk in space and different satellites and whatnot. But I think this was something different. You know what I'm saying? I don't think this was that. You know what I'm saying?
It
I don't think this was that.
Yeah. It definitely was something
totally
different.
Right. So, Colin, we're not disrespecting your idea as far as whether or not they have satellites. Yeah, we believe that they have satellites as well. So this is
right.
Something else, though. So we ain't talking about that.
Right. That's a fact. So, but yeah, right on, Colin. Appreciate it. Yes, indeed. So yeah, we winding down, y'all. We done talked about everything from relationships to. UFOs, satellites, Biden, Democrats, Republicans. I think we covered the whole gambit this week, y'all. So yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, we'll discover.
But yeah, we here.
We will discover. We'll figure out what UFOs are before we get black women to hold themselves accountable.
Oh my God.
See, I ain't gonna even go there.
Yeah, so it's like quit whining. You got muscles, you strong.
Yeah.
You know, quit whining about stuff.
Yeah, you gotta walk that ledge like. By yourself, brother. I ain't getting
there. Yeah, you a strong man. Be a strong man. That's it. Be a strong man.
Yeah, you gotta walk that one by yourself, brother. I can't do it. I refuse.
That's all I ask of a man is be a strong man.
Quit all that whining.
Yes.
Well, yeah, mama, she getting some too. Just quit whining.
Why
they doing it too?
Why you gotta have another one of me? Why I can't be enough for him? Why you need more than me?
Exactly. Well, Lisa,
why
I
just can't be enough.
Exactly, just a girl saying it, and some big old man crying, whining, mom, just leaving, just do your thing, do your point. Everybody do their own point. Quit trying to pull somebody else, and you sound like one of those criminals that get caught, and they be like, come on, they caught us, they only caught you. You're dragging everybody down the river.
What happened?
Come on, they called us. Just
this
leave it alone. Everybody play their own
call
point.
Women out.
Just
when
play
you
your
call play. Women out, this is what happened. Well, this is what happened. When you call women out, this is what happened. They're going to deflect. They're going to point the finger back at men. This is what they're going to do. They're going to say, you whining. All that. They are not going to just, straighten up their dresses and say, yes. We tripping. Let me get me and my sisters and daughters together. They're not going to do this.
Don't worry. Don't.
Women not
going to
do this.
You just do what you're supposed to do, woman. Just do what I said, woman. Do what I said, woman.
I mean,
woman.
That's what y'all say to us. That's what y'all want us to do.
No.
So
no,
we want y'all
true.
To do the same. That's all.
No, that's
y'all
true.
Want us to get it together.
Quit crying. Stop. Just stop crying.
Well, there it is, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. I'm about to break it up. I'm the hall monitor coming in to break up the fight. You know what I'm saying? But we thank everybody for joining us. I'm going to just wrap it up, with that. I appreciate everybody for joining us. This was a good conversation. Make sure y'all join us next week, and I'm going to let y'all get the last word. Roger, I'm Mufasa.
Hey, Brother Mufasa, don't get it twisted, y'all. I love black women. I love y'all no matter what. When y'all tripping, when y'all good, all of it. So don't get it twisted. I'm just pointing out some things, but y'all still number one in my book.
Number one, well, number one. All right. We'll accept that compliment from the great Mufasa. Thank you. And y'all cool, too. But we do want to thank everybody. We do want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. This has been a great conversation. I have so much more to say, so I'll save it for next week. So why don't you join us next week at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And like always, if you have any show topic ideas, send us an email, yahoo.com, collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter. See you next week.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like we walk in. Collective Minds.
Yeah, they gon' feel this. Let that play out.